0818-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. I was nearly going to call it Puck Line. Statement in from Department of Agriculture again. They heard that the people in the Puck Fair in Killorgan, after taking down the goat yesterday before Liveline, they did promptly put it back up yesterday evening. Hoisted up in the air, and the department, when they found this out, rang them this morning, and the goat is down, according to the department, on the ground, and the people in Killorgan have been instructed not to put the goat back up this year. So it's definitely definitely generated some debate about animal welfare. It's also generated the most incredible slew of headlines that some of them definitely deserve an award. The goat escape. This is really bad. It's two Puck King hot, which I think wins it. That's in the Star. It's two Puck King, two words, by the way, hot. The puck stops here. It's just another example. Declan Nairne. Declan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
How are you keeping?
Great. No, never was better.
I heard 10,000 people turned up to see you last night in Killorgan.
Well, the 10,000 people tuned in and was in Killorgan yesterday, and yes, last night, and we had an almighty great session, I have to say.
And was among the 10,000 people, was there a kid called King Buck?
My friend was there as well. He was on his mound there.
And where were you in relation to him? Could he see you?
He had his back to me an awful lot of the time. I could see him, but he was. He was enjoying it, I think. He was enjoying the music at the same time.
So he was above you on the stage, so to speak.
Well, he was above me, yeah. It's quite a little height up, yeah.
Yeah, and 10,000 people. What's that look like in a small town?
It was an incredible scene, and it was an incredible atmosphere. And there were people from all over the country, people from all over, a lot of people from even visitors from Europe and all sorts of stuff, because they're like these sort of festive things that's happening in Ireland and part of our tradition.
Absolutely,
I suppose.
Yeah. I know you're one of the biggest in the country, so you put on a big show, don't you, Declan? Sound, lights, the whole shebang.
We aim to please Joe as best we can, and it happened last night in Killorgan.
And what time did you go on stage at?
We went on stage at a quarter to ten, 9:45 to 11:45.
So it's dark. And you got a great reception. Did anyone talk to you about the goat?
Well, there was a general chat about us, you know, about what was the situation on us, and how come now that there was a big floor about us now?
Because we're in the middle of a heat wave.
Made him in a heat wave, and that all of this, and I think that the people in their wisdom took the goat down off its height during the hot day, and
well, they were told to take it down by the department.
Yeah, and he was well looked after. So I would come from a rural background myself, Joe, a farming background, and would understand exactly enough.
We all do, don't we?
Yeah, animals and stuff, and I would be an animal lover, and I would be definitely against anybody having any cruelty to animals of any kind, and I wouldn't be into course, you know, that all that sort of sport either, being honest about it. And I would say, of the 10,000 people that was there last night, there's not one of them would have wanted to see a hair damaged at that animal's back.
Yeah, but what, I wonder what it felt like. I love your music is so popular and so melodic as well, and foot tapping.
He was listening to Stop the World and Let Me Off last night while he was laying down chewing his cud.
Well, he was probably saying to himself, "Stop the world and get me out of this cage, and let me out."
Yeah, he probably could have been. You never know what would be going through.
But when you hear, I don't know, when you all the different animal rights people, vets.
Yeah.
Just listen to these are three voice messages people sent in. They're very short about the situation. One of them is a vet.
Pete Wedderburn here. I'm Pete the Vet, and I'm here to talk about the Puck Fair. So as far as I can see, it's a tradition that's valued immensely by the local community. But for me, I think it's important that we don't just blindly follow what we've always done. Instead, we should thoughtfully apply contemporary ethics. And what that means in particular is that our understanding of animal sentience has changed significantly in the last 30 years. And just as bullfighting is no longer seen as acceptable, in my view, perhaps it's time to allow the King of Puck to stand down, to be replaced by a non-sentient representation of a goat.
Hi Joe, this is Rachel Pilkington. I think like most other people nationally and internationally, I've made my thoughts extremely clear on social media about the injustice of using a wild animal in this regard. Going forwards, I think it's time to just focus all our time and attention and energy on the option going forwards, the alternative going forwards, which is that live animals are not involved in any kind of fair or festival. And this is a perfect opportunity to support local artists by commissioning a piece that could be a piece of sculpture that could be erected in the town of a goat, of a wild mountain goat, that has a little piece of history attached and simultaneously is supporting the arts and indeed demonstrating the importance of compassion for animals going forwards. And it overthrows tradition and shows Kerry in a brand new light going forwards. It's a beautiful, beautiful county which is loved by the people of Ireland. And I think it's time to take the negative press away from it and focus on change. It's not acceptable to be using animals at any kind of fair or festival any longer. It's 2022. The people have spoken and it's time for change.
Hi, my name is Helen. I'm calling from Greystones. I just want to register my absolute disgust at the fact that that poor goat in Killorglan has been taken down and then hoisted back up again today. It seems to me to be even more cruel to do that. Release the goat back into the wild where he belongs.
Okay, send us in messages or voice messages on WhatsApp to 087 184 3709, 184 3709, and we'll get them out before the end of the programme. The Department of Agriculture again, department has today, Friday, again been in contact with the independent private veterinary practitioner attending the Killorglan Puck Fair and welcomes the decision of the organiser, which has been communicated to the department, to take the goat down at 10:30 this morning, it was 11:30 yesterday, and not to put him back up on the raised platform again during this year's fair. So Declan, the goat has been liberated.
Yeah, he's been liberated. You know, there has to be a happy medium, I'm sure, somewhere in the middle of all of that there, that, you know, that the people hold on. There is a figurine of a goat going into the town, of a huge, big puck goat, going into that, into Killorglan, and it is, but it's, I suppose it's, look, I'm not on the committee of Killorglan Fair, and you know, I only joined in with the story of it sort of yesterday, Joe. So, Oliver Goldsmith, there's nobody qualified to give advice, nor those who the brunt of it themselves. So I'm not in the position to give advice one way or the other of this here. But I would be definitely against animal cruelty of all sorts, being honest about it.
Yeah, but do you think... Like, do you think the goat would pay into a Declan Nairne concert if they had the choice? Because one is very loud music right underneath him, and two, it's an incredible light show when he should be asleep at 10 o'clock at night in his bed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, you know, I suppose, like, you have a point there, Joe. You know, you can't speak for the poor animal. And
exactly, isn't that exactly the point?
I suppose there is, like, there is that point in it. But I suppose the people have been, it's tradition in their county, and I'm sure it's up to them people themselves to make that decision.
Where are you playing the next few days? I know you're in Killarney soon, aren't you?
In Killarney, I'm in Larne tonight. Okay. The other opposite end of the county and thing. But, you know, going back to the cruelty of animals, like, everybody from a farming background don't like to see their animals being abused in any way. And if you go to fairs, we'd say where there's shows and there's bulls on display and there's cows on display and there's chickens and hens and all, and they're in cages and all of that there, I suppose, like, the same would apply to all of that.
Yeah, but the cows aren't taken individually and put into a small pen and
hoisted
up against their will for 3 days and three nights.
But they're not against their will to be brought in and demonstrated around the boat, you know, in another way, I suppose. Like there's all of that to it too, you know.
Of course, yeah. Mayor, stay with us, Declan, for a sec. Miriam Doran in Ballymun in Dublin. Miriam, listen to Declan. This is tradition. Anyone who's reared on a farm, they love animals, would never stand any animal being mistreated.
Hiya, Joe. Thanks for having me on. Well, just after listening to Declan there, he calls himself an animal lover, but yet subjected that animal to blaring music till all hours last night, and as you said, lights. Anyone with any ounce of intelligence would know that that's not right. Mm. That is obviously causing the animal distress, anxiety, and to him to laugh even there, to say, well, it's tradition, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if it's tradition. Who cares? It's causing the animal distress. But his pockets are getting lined. The pockets of the people down in Kerry are getting lined. So who cares if the animal is getting mistreated? Because at the end of the day, it's all about money. And he can say, oh, you have a point there, Joe. But that animal was hoisted up in the air. And until the public went on social media and RTE put it on the headlines, then they took the animal down. They put up this post on Instagram stating that they had the animal's welfare in mind constantly.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. It was only taken down because they were told to take it down. So Declan can laugh all he likes and go on about tradition.
No, I wouldn't.
Well,
not
you
be
did
laughing,
laugh, though, Declan.
No.
Sorry, but you
no,
did.
I'm
and
not,
you,
me.
Sorry, but you
I
did laugh, and
any.
You got paid
no,
for it,
Joe,
and you
Joe,
stood there on the stage,
blaring
out your music, which I wouldn't subject anyone to, regardless,
well,
even never mind a ghost.
Well, you
and
should,
you got paid for that, and that ghost
well, 10,000 people, 10,000 people turned
up,
and Declan regularly sells out Glen Eagle, some of the biggest venues in the country. But that's not
well,
here now.
That's my opinion anyway.
Sorry, Declan, do you want
to
reply to you? Stay there, Miriam.
To
yeah.
to
Declan, do you want to reply to Miriam? The noise.
I would be the last man to laugh at any destruction of anything. It might be a shock at Joe, because Joe, whatever Joe would be saying, it wouldn't be directly about the dumb animal, not a hope. And I would not be, and I would condemn. From
why did you stand on the stage and allow for that to happen last night? You and Fulton well,
I was
Diageo,
told, I was,
and Guinness,
I was advised.
You got paid for it because money. At the end of the day, you were getting
not
paid
about
for
money.
All about the money. That's all it's about.
Not about money.
I
was there to do a job. I was employed by the people of Killoughlin Fair to come and perform at the fair as
so just let it be known to the people
of
Ireland, you will gladly do a job regardless if an animal is being subject to cruelty. You don't mind.
No,
well,
I would not.
Declan didn't think the animal was subject.
I did
He's
not. I didn't think the animal was.
Sure, anyone with common sense would know it's not normal to hoist an animal up into the air and blare music into its ears.
Yeah, okay. Ali Brady, Ali, who's on the protest now down in Killoughlin?
Sorry, say that again to you.
Well, what's happening in Killoughlin?
What am I doing? So I'm just beside where the goat is, and I've painted a cage around myself. So I'm mirroring what the goat does. So I can't leave my cage until the goat is set free and sent home. So I asked yesterday, look, please send the goat home early because I really want to get out of this box. It's a painted box around myself. But it's not happening, so it seems I'll be here probably till 6 p.m. today for the scheduled release of him. I don't have much battery, and I've no charger here, obviously, because I'm just on the ground. But I just want to say, yes, you hit the nail on the head. It is about, you know, some people see this as a welfare issue. Other people say, oh, he's treated like a king. He's got this and that and the other. And I can say, people have been coming and giving me water. I have food here. They've given me shade. They've given me sun cream. And I can vouch, yes, I have food and water like the goat. Yes, I have a fan, my own little handheld manual fan. And I can still vouch for the fact that I really want to get out of this box. It doesn't matter if I have food and water. It's not normal to be crouched up in this tiny space for this long.
What's the temperature like beside the goat now, Ali?
So it's hot. A medical person came up and like took the air temperature around me. And it's, I think it was like 0.3 degrees lower where the goat was or something. But basically, yeah, it is really hot. But my main concern isn't actually the heat anyway, like, or the food or the water. They have to go capture this goat.
Okay, well,
and chase them.
Describe the cage, because you're right beside. Describe the cage that the goat is in.
So he was hoisted up. It's like really small. Like, he wouldn't have any room to walk or like even turn around. Like, it's now, because it got sunny, they put him on the ground floor of the tower thing.
Well, they were told, they were instructed by the Department of Agriculture this morning to take him down again.
Yeah.
Not to put him back up.
Yeah, but the fact is, even though he's on the ground floor, okay, he's still stuck in a cage.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Still in the cage. And, like, even if it was finer weather, even
And
if
what reaction are you getting? Declan Ernie, says, you know, Ali, are the locals supporting you or saying you're barking up the wrong goat?
You know, most of them have been, like, even the ones who disagree with me have been, like, supportive of the fact that I am here just expressing and communicating a message. And, like, obviously there has been some people who, like, are a bit in a bad mood with me, but, like, nothing too bad. Like, most people have been unbelievably
friendly
and helpful.
So you painted this cage around yourself yesterday, and surely you came out at night time to go to the loo or something or sleep.
So basically, to absolutely match the goat exactly, I'm gonna have to like pee in the cage when I need to go. But then I judged it like, and I was like, look, if I do that, I think it's gonna take it a step too far, and like, you know, it's probably gonna get shut down. So the guards, the guard station is right here, and they let me go to the toilet in there, and also the Eurospar let me go to the toilet.
Okay, you stayed in your own cage, the size of the goat's cage. You've been there, apart from a toilet break, for the last, 24 hours?
Well, I actually didn't get here onto the cage until 7:30 last night, because by the time I travelled down to Dublin and
you travelled, okay.
So I've been here in the cage since 7:30, apart from a toilet break.
Wow.
Yeah.
Declan Ernie, did you see Ali last night, no?
I think I did. Ali was beside the stage, in fairness to her. She was there tonight.
You got a free concert, Ali.
I did. Now, last night I had to block my ears because it was like the big speakers, and I wasn't trying to copy the goat. I actually found it just way too loud. But today the stage doesn't have those big speakers, so it is a good concert. To be honest, it's actually a brilliant fair. If they could create like a collaborative art project or something where every year they create a model of goat, and maybe one school does one horn, a nursing home does the other horn, different people do different hooves. They could have a museum.
Well, I know we're getting the sound of the stage there, but does the Culloden Fair need a goat hanging in the air for the 3 days? That's the question.
No, not
will
at
it,
all.
Will it still be as popular?
I think it would be even more popular, because it would be a historic moment where they don't kill the tradition. There's an evolution in the tradition, and they say, we can set up a community museum where we educate about the goats and have, you know, the artwork that we've made throughout the year. And the greatest way to respect him is to leave him alone where he lives.
Okay, Declan, I'll let you go now, but Declan, what do you think of Ali's point? One, she found the concert, which you're playing to 10,000 people, very loud, which is true, obviously.
Yeah, well, there would be big bass bins around the stage, particularly where Ali would be been sitting, you know.
You stand over the fact that you were standing under the goat last night.
Well, we were down at the, you know, back from us. Yeah, there's a big monument there in the in the square and all of that there. Yeah, that's exactly.
And what do you think of people saying, Declan, for puck's sake,
somebody will criticise me for laughing again, but humour I'm laughing at, Joe.
I understand that. But like, for the sake of the puck,
it would be.
But Declan, you do all you do because you're so popular. You do a lot of these festivals. Do you think?
We do a lot of charity work as well.
I know you do.
That last caller that called in there and said it's all about money. If you were owning a band at this point of time or for the last few couple of years, you would know that it's not about money.
Absolutely.
If you're a proper minister and a proper musician, you're not thinking about the money. Yeah. You're thinking about the enjoyment of the people.
Yeah, keep it going. And you give a lot of enjoyment to an awful lot of people. But do you think, having gone to other festivals, do you think they need an animal cage hanging above the stage for the festival to work? It's a lovely geography in the town. Everyone gets stuck into the Puck Fair. There's lots of music, there's circus acts, there's amusements. Could they have? Yeah. They can still call it the Puck Fair.
I'm sure it definitely could, Joel. Just listen to Ali now, not contradicting you there, but she didn't make a point there that there is, it's been evolving all the time.
Probably
it should come to that, and probably will come to that. And the popularity of the Puck Fair wouldn't lose its popularity at all in general, the masses of people. And the Kerry and the country in general, they need that. They need the people coming to their towns and visitors coming to us and getting the enjoyment and the utility they get from the area and the whole thing.
And it's a great town, and the people are very friendly.
Brilliant.
But I'm saying, Declan, if you were offered a booking next year and you told them, by the way, we now have a statue of the Puck, you'd still go, wouldn't you?
Well, if it was a statue of the Puck, yeah, of course.
Absolutely, okay, Declan, safe travelling to Larne.
Thank you very much, and to everybody listening to your programme today.
Where are you tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I'm in the Racket Hall, and that's in Rosgrave.
Okay, but you won't be causing a racket.
I cause a racket everywhere I go, Joe, no matter what.
And then you get up on the stage as you and entertain.
And then I get up on the stage and create even a bit. A little man, but he created a racket.
Okay, will you mind yourself travelling, you and the great band you have with you and the staff? That's Declan Ernie. Can somebody in Killorglan in the square go over to Ali and help her or take her phone for 10 minutes to charge it up? Her phone is about to go battery dry. More, we'll have Dominic Doherty, well-known international animal rights campaigner who wants to get involved in this debate after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Danny Healy-Ray, the TD from Kerry, had agreed to come on Liveline, but for some reason he's told us to go and puck off or whatever, which he's entitled to do, by the way. But this is what he said on Radio Kerry this morning.
I respect that decision to take him down on this exceptionally warm day. I don't believe that they were wrong in the first place in putting him up there, because they know what they're doing. And this committee and all the committees over the last 400 years had the goat's welfare always at the centre.
And then Danny Healy-Ray welcomed the fact that the goat went back up this morning, then the goat was back down again. But again, extending the invitation. Danny was on the line there, but decided he didn't want to participate, which of course is his right. Dominic Doherty. Dominic, good afternoon.
Hello there.
People know Dominic Doherty, wildlife protection, animal welfare campaigner. How did you find out about this controversy, Dominic?
Well, you know, I obviously get involved in a lot of different campaigns protecting animals around the world. And people do often contact me when stories like this emerge. And I've had people contact me from America, from Ireland, from Britain, from across Europe. So this is becoming a big, big story, I think, not just in Ireland, but around the world now. And it might be a defining moment for the discussion about animals and exploitation and cruelty in Ireland. And I think a lot of good can come out of all the media interest and the public anger you're seeing over this incident.
But there's also a lot of public support. We're told it's a tradition 400 years. There's no evidence that the animal was hurt in the making of the festival or whatever.
Well, I think that, you know, I come across this all the time. You get history and culture clashes with exploitation and cruelty. You know, and I'll give you an extreme position on that. One of the campaigns I'm involved with is trying to stop the Faroe Islands from killing large numbers of pilot whales and dolphins. They drive them into the shore and butcher them in the most medieval, horrible, barbaric way. And they claim that this is something they do because of tradition. They don't eat the meat. They generally just leave it rotting on the ocean floor. And it's one of the richest island places in the world today because of its fisheries. So there's no need to do this, but it goes on. And I think this is nothing like the scale of that. But there is a similar argument. The people organising this fair in County Kerry, huge amount of tradition, brings lots of money into the local community. Clearly, they probably haven't considered how this event needs to evolve. They haven't considered the changing nature of the debate about protecting animals in Ireland and around the world, and social media. You know, a lot of the campaigns I get involved with emerge on social media. Messages, images, and before you know it, the traditional media is playing catch-up and suddenly it becomes a massive, massive story. Do you remember Geronimo the alpaca, the story that emerged in Britain last year in August that I was involved with, which became a massive story in Britain and around the world?
That he should be put down.
Exactly. And then that ended up being discussed in Downing Street, the Prime Minister, Cabinet, everyone was involved. So you get this type of story can emerge. And at this time of year, particularly, it can happen because there might not be many other things going on, even though there is a lot in the world at the moment. But I think really in this situation, this is a clear case of exploitation. That animal is highly stressed. It's not going to be able to behave in a normal way. It's been captured in the wild, put in a cage, hoisted up. There's people drinking and reveling and music, and there'll be fireworks if they kept it there for the last night in the most hottest conditions we've seen in Western Europe in living memory. So all round, this is disgusting and it's cruel.
And how would the goat have been? He was above the stage where there was a massive concert last night, 10,000 people. So you can imagine the sound.
This is a wild
and the
animal,
light system that was needed.
Yeah, and remember, this is a wild captured goat. This isn't a goat that's been in a petting farm. This isn't a goat that's been in an environment where people, you know, will often be in contact with it. There are goats in those types of situations. Even one of those goats would have found this very stressful. But you take a wild animal that's lived probably in quite a rural, remote area that hasn't come into contact with noise or people, you put it in a cage and you hoist it up over 10,000 people on a pop concert, then you can imagine what it would be like. It would be absolutely terrifying. Now, I know that you've had interventions from vets and the Minister of Agriculture have looked at it and they'll say, well, animal welfare laws have not been broken. But I would say it's not about the law in this instance. It's about what's morally right. I think the organisers of this fair have created a monster for themselves now, but there's a good way out. They could say, listen, we're going to listen to public opinion. This is the last time we'll have a live animal on stage. We will have a sculpture next year. And you know what? They've got a lot of publicity around this and they can turn that into a positive. They could have more people come next year, bring more money into that local community if they just change this aspect of the fair.
Jared is listening. Jared, you support Puck Fair?
I do, Joe. Yeah, I do. What
do you think of what Dominic just said there?
I mean, obviously he has a point in relation to certain aspects, but I don't think it's amongst what's happening in the world right now. I don't think it's the greatest problem that we have.
Yeah, we talk about all the other problems as well on the day.
I know you do.
So tell us, what do you think of what Dominic said, that this is cruel and inhuman, what's happening to this goat?
I don't particularly think so.
Why not?
I just don't think so. It's been happening for a long, long time. I think there's people there. I think the people in Killoglan are well able to look after their own fair and festival. I've only ever been there once. It's very enjoyable. And I think they have a vet, as far as I understand, from what you've been saying over the last couple of days. And I think the goat is looked after. I don't see
the Department of Agriculture twice have told us after two conversations they had with the vet that the animal was taken down.
Well, obviously, if there's regulations there, they have to fulfil their regulations.
Well, it doesn't look like they're breaking any regulations.
Well, if they're not breaking any regulations, then what are the department acting on?
Dominic, what do you think of that, Jared's point? They're not breaking any regulations, so what's the problem?
Well, you know, I think that you could look at the rule of law here and say, listen, if you have a vet intervening, checking on the animal, and it's not dying effectively in that cage, then you can get away with it. But that doesn't make it right, does it? Let's be clear about it. It doesn't make it right from a moral perspective. It doesn't make it right that you take an animal from the wild and you put it in a situation of high stress and high concern. That's something you do not have to do. And I think that's the concern here. So, yes, you can get away with it. The framework of the law will allow it. But actually, I think the public anger is indicating that this is something that belongs in the past and should be buried, and they should move on from this.
Okay. So I just wonder if a little survey was taken about the last 20-odd years, has a goat ever died when he was up in the...
Well, I don't think so, no. Yeah, you would have heard about it. But the last 20 years, we've never had temperatures like this week at this time of year.
I think we did have temperatures at different times. But, I mean, I'm not going to argue over what year was it very hot or what.
It was apparently 1995, and that's about to be broken again this afternoon.
Right, okay. I think there's a lot of hullabaloo about nothing.
Okay, fair enough. Well, then you don't want to participate then. You don't want to add to the hullabaloo. Fiona Morphy, thanks, Jared. Fiona Morphy, your point, please.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
You're listening to Dominic Dyer.
I am. I'm listening to you all week. I have been out in Puck Fair for the last 2 days and I intend on heading out again today. I just want to say thanks, actually, for everyone complaining, because this year was actually the best crack, the best crowds there. Everyone is in good form. The goat, as usual, is well looked after. Every point, really, that has been made on this show is confusing me. Number one, they're saying that this goat is in a higher temperature in Puck Fair than he would be on top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. They don't find shade on a mountain. They are in this heat, the same heat that they're in now. I realise he's in a cage. But the other point that I don't understand...
A cage? You've seen the cage, have you?
Yeah.
Is it true what Ali Brady said, who's basically chained herself to the cage down there, metaphorically? She's not moving from the same space until the goat gets liberated. But do you agree with Ali Brady that the goat couldn't turn around in the cage?
No, that is 100% not true. Like Declan said, because I was there last night, the goat actually turned around when he was singing. He had plenty of room, and then he laid down towards, because we were going from looking at the goat. I think everybody is more focused on the goat now than ever, just to see what kind of form he's in, what kind of...
How do you know? Fiona, how do you know? We had a man who contacted Liveline, and he's in the last heat wave about 4 weeks ago. He was out walking his dog, and his dog dropped dead. And then he went to the vet, and the vet said your dog has died of heat stroke. The dog can't run up and say to his master or mistress or whatever, I'm feeling unwell. The dog died because of heat.
The goat could happen to any animal, I'm sure, but there could be a goat dead from heat stroke on the mountain.
But no one did it deliberately. No one captured a wild goat and put it in a cage. Isn't that the point? Like, goats can't talk.
Obviously. And my other point was, and all these activists, I hope they're listening to this, the cows that are put in for slaughter from farms can talk. The pigs that are put in for slaughter that are being moved to an abattoir today can't talk. They don't have fans. They're in a very enclosed space. Why are they not, like,
how do you know they're not in their own way? How do you know they're not all vegetarians, vegans, pescatarians?
Well, they haven't mentioned it. I hope they are, since they have such high views on... Yes, I am. I am a vegetarian.
And why are you a vegetarian?
Because I don't want to eat meat.
Why do you not want to eat meat?
Because I think it's cruel to eat meat.
Why is it cruel to eat meat?
Because there's substitutes where... That's my own opinion. Because
animals are killed.
Yes.
Okay, and you're in favour of the goat hanging up there?
He's not hanging. And he's suspended. Suspended, yes. And this year has been... This year has been a lot hotter than other years. Yeah. So they have made allowances for that and taken the goat down.
Well, they were made. Let's be blunt. They were forced to take the goat down.
Look, the goat was taken down.
The minute... The media.
But you don't know that either.
If
the goat was distressed, you don't know that they would have taken upon themselves to take the goat down. You didn't give them that chance.
Well, they did. I didn't give them that chance. No. I didn't. It was up to me. They knew there was a heat wave coming. The whole country knew there was a heat wave coming for a week. The Department of Agriculture has today, Friday, again been in contact with the independent private veterinary practitioner attending the fair and welcomes the decision of the organiser, which has been communicated to the department, to take the goat down at 10:30 this morning and not to put him back up on a raised platform again during this year's fair. The minute the media left the town yesterday evening, they put the goat back up to listen to Declan Ernie hanging above the stage. And the minute the media got wind of it this morning, the department rang them and they took the goat down again.
Yeah.
What have they got the goat on? A seesaw? That he goes up, he goes down, he goes up, he goes down just for the crack?
No, it's not for the crack. It's obviously for the goat's welfare. They don't want... I don't think anyone is trying to battle. Everyone is just enjoying their time in Puck Fair.
Except the goat.
No, you can't. You don't know what he's thinking. He could be loving this. He could be definitely.
Okay, Dominic. Well, I'm not an expert. Dominic Dyer, the goat. I'm looking at the cage here on the screen. If the goat can turn, you're not from a farming background. I know that. I am. Everyone in Ireland's from a farming background. Will you stop that nonsense?
You're from Dublin.
I'm not from Dublin. My grandfather was from Ballymahon, County Longford. Longford. My other grandfather was from Knockcrockery and my grandmother was from just outside Athlone. So stop this nonsense. I wasn't lucky enough to grow up on a farm.
Exactly. So if you did, you'd not be so, more so educated.
So don't try and disenfranchise people who didn't grow up on farms now. Stop it.
You said you had a farming background.
I said everyone in Ireland has a farming background.
They don't.
They do. Go back far enough. Dominic Dyer, what Fiona's saying, with at least the organisers did take the goat down twice.
Yeah, but, you know, as I said earlier, this is just exploitation. You went out and found a wild goat. The goat didn't have any choice in the matter. You then capture it, put it in a cage and hoist it up and 10,000 people play music and drink and revel below it for 3 days.
What about cows and pigs and sheep?
Yeah, but there are regulations for all that industry. I might disagree with it because I don't eat meat either.
So, Fiona,
how those animals are moved. There are regulations on the temperatures they're kept in, their live transport, which I don't agree with, for example, and the slaughter methods. So there are various rules that farmers have to meet. There's been no rules with this. You've taken a wild animal. It's not a domestic animal. It's not in a livestock production system, which me and you happen to disagree with because we don't consume it and we have a moral choice to take there. But ultimately, this animal had no choice at all. It's not a regulated, controlled way of capturing the animal. It's exploited for the sole purpose of drawing attention to the history of this fair to generate more income and people. And you know what? It's hugely backfired because the positive side of the fair and all the culture has actually now drawn into a debate about animal cruelty and exploitation. Yeah. So what I hope will happen is the people of County Kerry and the Puck Fair and everyone involved in this will say, hold on a minute, this is not what we wanted. It might have been tradition, but now it's backfiring on us. We're getting, you know, accused of lots of different things around the cruelty and exploitation of this animal. Even if we didn't want to be in this situation, we are. So what we must do is return that animal to the wild. Next year, we will make a decision never to use a live animal again. And you can all go to that fair and you can have a great time. And you know what? More people will turn up because I think lots of people that might be very angry will say, I'll give support to the fair now because they've listened to public opinion in Ireland about caring for animals. You know, that makes Ireland a better place as well because, you know,
Ireland
when you care for animals, you tend to care for people.
We do care for animals and we are known for caring for animals.
Exactly. That is our point.
That's what we'll be taking.
This debate is raging in your media and your public and it might differ with people.
And
it's a good thing.
So
you know, my mum's Irish. I'm proud
to
have Irish roots myself.
Thank you.
It's good to have this discussion in Ireland. It's good that I've got relatives in Ireland listening to this discussion, probably in America and other parts of the world as well. And you know what? I'm pleased it's on the front page of the newspapers because I think it's about time this type of debate happened in Ireland today.
Mike Barrett, you're listening to Dominic Dyer. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Joe, listening there, the first thing that drew my attention here was that outright abuse of Declan Ernie. It's actually, that girl to me should have been taken off the air straight away. Yeah. I mean, she tried to make a pure laugh out of one of the best entertainers we have in this country. That's the first point I want to make.
Well, hang on. Declan, in fairness, was on the other line. He was able to answer. He did answer. Declan,
you're making a statement that Declan Nelly was back there for the second morning. I'm very glad that he clarified that before
he was able to.
That's a total attack on a person who has done so much over the past 2 years, and I know a lot of the bands that would be involved.
Declan's been around.
Number one. Secondly, I want to say, I have been in Killoughlin. on several occasions. Now, I will agree, as I said to your researcher, I will agree that the temperatures are outrageous, as we know, and I would have huge concern for the goat, and I would also like to compliment the authorities in Killoglan for taking him down. And
this it was the authorities in Dublin that took him down.
Yeah, there were. Yeah,
the Department of Agriculture.
You know, Joe, and I do. On every show, no matter what animal is concerned, there's a bit present. So I'm sure that the bit that was present in Killoglan had already told him, well, the heat is too much, which was the right thing to do. But as regards all this, I think a lot of it that's being drummed up at the moment is just the one thing I will say, it's going to give Killoglan and Puck Fair huge publicity.
Yeah,
and I think
that's fine.
I think the people of Killoglan will be delighted that they got so much publicity.
Yeah, fine. But you agree that the heat this year is savage?
Oh, I definitely agree. Joe, I've been involved with animals all my life. I'm looking after packs of hounds all my life for the last 40 years. I worked in farms. I'm only just after coming home from the bog, actually, a few minutes ago, which was out in the heat. But I would have huge concern for animals of every description.
And what about, you say you look after hounds. What do hounds hunt?
Oh, yeah, I look after them. I'm proud to say it. I would make no apologies to no one for doing it. And I'd be going looking after them, hopefully, again later on to make sure.
But what do hounds hunt?
Oh, we hunt foxes, like, and we have no. And I tell you one thing, I wouldn't be making any apologies to any of the ones that were on your radio show earlier on for that to nobody.
Dominic Dyer, isn't fox hunting banned in the UK now?
It is. We have a few loopholes, so they don't enforce it as well, but it is banned. And you know what? I would like to see fox hunting banned in Ireland. I'd like to see, you know, hare coursing banned in Ireland too. And maybe this debate about this goat might bring about some changes in those areas as well.
Yeah, the one thing that gentleman would want to realise...
Dominic Dyer.
I had him talking there. The one thing he'd want to realise and bring it out in the public, fox hunting is supposedly banned in England, but it's stronger there now than it has been in the last 20 years. It got stronger since the ban came in, and he knows that just as good as I do. And there's a lot
of
people
because the law has more holes than a Swiss cheese, and it's broken, but that doesn't make it right. We have a hunting
You have your opinion, and we are all fighting,
many of us, to actually enforce that legislation. I'm
actually delighted for the people of Killoglan because I'm only on the border here, and I have to say, it was a great year for the people of Kerry with the Sam Maguire coming back, and of course for Limerick here, bringing the Liam McCarthy back. So it was a very good year, I think.
Is it fair to say that would have been an interesting tourist coming from England or the UK to Ireland to hunt foxes now that it's banned in England?
Well, that's what there is. I don't think there's that much of them coming now. I don't think there is.
Yeah. Okay, there's not that much. Okay.
So that's it. But anyway, I'm very much delighted for the people of Killoglan and the great publicity that they're after getting because I have a few friends around Killoglan and down into Castlevania. It was great to get. But I'll still finish up by saying.
And what do you mean? Why is it great for them, Mike? The publicity.
Well, if there was 10,000 people last week,
they're spending money in pubs and.
They're spending money in pubs. And listen, Joe, I'll finish by saying something else.
Yeah.
Which no one touched on. What about all the drugs and everything that was trading around Killoglan last night?
Was there drugs?
No one mentioned that. And don't tell me it wasn't happening.
You telling me it was happening? Okay. Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Dominic Dyer is there. Dominic is a well-known animal rights activist and animal welfare campaigner, and he's saying he believes that this story of the goat in Killoglan is going to go worldwide, and he compared it to some previous stories about single animals that went or lone animals that went worldwide. James Nicholson. James, you're listening to Dominic saying it should end.
Well, not particularly Dominic. I was listening to the overall show.
Very good.
And I would think that King Pug thinks he's on a career break. Do people realise where this lad and his friends reside normally and the dangers they go through and the heights they operate from and people chasing them? Like, they're used to stress.
Okay.
And there's much ado about nothing, I think. I mean, that's their environment. They're at walking at 300 feet, feeding themselves, hanging off ledges.
Yeah.
He thinks he's on a career break, seriously, or he's going to get a raise in his income.
Well, he thinks he's on his holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge break for him. But if you had 10,000 people looking at you, John, maybe half them girls with respect, I mean, you would think you were all right as well, wouldn't you?
Dominic, what do you think of that point from James there?
Well, you know, they take their risks every day in the wild world, don't they, animals? But it doesn't give us the right to go and grab them from the wild and then use them for our own entertainment to exploit them just because they might have a risk just existing every day. Most of those risks, to be quite frank, are often down to humans. They might get killed on the road. They might get shot or hunted by us. But at the end of the day, no, that's not an excuse to say that they might have risks they live every day with their
wildlife.
Well,
James is saying that the puck is on his... Pucky, our law, he's on his holiday.
He's a wild animal. You know, if you'd have taken someone's dog and done this, there'd be an outcry in Ireland.
That's a good point.
And most of the people that are making excuses for this wild goat would be up in arms if it was their dog. So ask them, would you take your dog, you know, by your side today, put him in a cage, haul him up, have 10,000 people shout and scream, fireworks, drinking, music, revelry for 3 days in a heatwave because you think it's entertainment? Most people, quite rightly, would say no. And it's the same for a wild goat. It should be no different. It should not be exploited in this way.
That's actually a very interesting point you've raised there, because since the pandemic, I'm sure there are hundreds, if not thousands, of dogs around the country today locked in living rooms with water and food and the television on. So are you saying that's a normal environment as well?
Well, you know,
nobody's talking about that.
There are welfare laws around dogs, and that doesn't mean that dogs are mistreated. They are. They're mistreated in Ireland and Britain and many other places. I deal with that every day. But that doesn't make it right. But what I'm saying to you is that, you know, we tend to select the animals that we think need protection, and we wouldn't treat a dog like this, and I don't think we should treat a wild goat like this.
The dogs are being treated like this every day of the week.
So what's your point now about dogs, James?
No, what I'm saying is, that gentleman said
because some dogs are because some dogs in the heat wave this afternoon are stuck in watching Countdown on television. That somehow justifies putting a goat up in a cage for 3 days in the blistering sun.
It's being selective.
Well, life is about individual issues that become bigger issues. You know, you can't keep saying what about this and what about that and what about the other. What do you think about the goat being hung up, being suspended for 3 days?
I don't agree with it. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. Morris McSweeney. Morris, you're from Killarney.
Hello there. Good afternoon, Joe.
You're listening to Dominic Dory saying, end this now.
No, I don't agree. I've seen more pucks. I was born and reared in Killarney. I've seen more puck fairs than hot dinners. So I've been around a while. I must make a few points there, Joe. And yeah, the person who did the nearly. A fantastic concert last night, up to 30,000 people probably. The point I'd make about it, of course, like, all these concerts are free, by the way.
Declan was paid now, but I take
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Rightly so.
Okay, but there's a point as well that was kind of missed, is that there's a special gig rig for Declan. Like, he wasn't playing on the stand with the needle goat, if you know what I mean. There's a special truck that pulls up
He was quite close, he said it himself.
Yeah, but it was quite close, yeah, but I support Puck Fair 100%. It's probably the best festival, you know, one of the best festivals left. I suppose getting back to the goat is another point. I know he's in a cage, and but the cage is covered, Joe. It's probably a 6x4 cage.
Yeah, but it's open on four sides.
Sorry?
It's open on four sides, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah, but it's got a roof that comes down. It's got a cover, like, so it doesn't rain and the sun doesn't get him. And it's nice and cool up there.
The sun can get him from the four sides during the 12-hour cycle. Yeah.
And the goat would be domesticated as well. They wouldn't be as wild as stone mad wild kind of a goat. You know, there's quite a... We'd be domesticated enough. And I agree in one sense, if the weather was very bad and you had a terrible bad storm or something, you know, and was a danger to people below as well as to the goat, you probably would remove the goat. But I think maybe... I leave it in the hands of professionals and the committee. I think it's a wonderful festival.
So why did they take the goat down? After being adamant that they were putting it up, which they did put it up, but then they took it down.
The goat is back up again, and I'm sure...
The goat is back down again.
He's like
a hokey-pokey puck at this stage. He's up, in and out. He stepped in again, he stepped up again, he stepped down again, he was brought up again.
Well, it's the last day of the festival, so he'd be coming down this evening anyway.
He's down.
Well, of course he is, I suppose.
But why was he taken down?
Well, like, there's extreme heat. I suppose that's one reason. And I suppose there's...
But the extreme heat was forecast.
No, the only advice I'd give there, look, a lot of the people coming on your show, John, phoning into the media, yeah, have never been to Puck Fair. They're probably
they're allowed. The Puck going to Puck Fair doesn't give you a certificate to be intelligent.
Of course not. Or what otherwise. About the zoos, Joe? You're close enough to Phoenix Park. Why don't you go down and have a look at the zoo and see if you agree with that?
So you don't agree with the zoo either?
No, well, no, I don't actually. You know, okay. I think... within reason, like, I don't agree with the zoo, but I do. With what's happening in Puck Fair,
and have you been to the zoo, Morris?
I have many times, yes.
And did you bring children with you?
Have you been to Puck Fair, Joyce, this point? I'm trying to say
it's irrelevant where I've been.
You're making the point.
Don't try and disenfranchise me because I haven't been to Puck Fair. Anyone can see where the goat is being held.
No, you can't, Joe. That's the point.
You're saying
that it's a small cage and he's been
on every news bulletin. The goat, there he is. I'm looking at him now on the screen. There he is looking back at me.
Yeah.
I can't make out what he's feeling.
All those people in the committee are not, in your words, they're stupid because you said they're not intelligent, so give me the opposite.
No. You see, Morris, I didn't say that now. I did not say that.
You were saying
the only people, you were implying that the only people who could engage in this conversation about the treatment of the goat were people who have been to Puck Fair. Let me finish because I don't want this now. I don't want this misinterpreted by you or anyone else. And what I said was that if you go to the Puck Fair, that suddenly does not give you a certificate saying you're intelligent or otherwise enough to talk about a goat. You go to the fair because you enjoy the fair.
Of course,
there's nothing to do. I made no, and I hope you'll understand that, I made no implication otherwise about people who go to in Killorgan. I made the point when you were saying, if you haven't been, you can't talk. You can't.
Well, I mean, then you wouldn't be saying he's squashed into the cage and
I'm looking at the cage now.
I
asked Declan on the first day, Declan Falvey, what size was the cage. I thought the cage was the size of a car parking space. And it turns
it's about
out
a
it's,
six by four, probably.
It's about the size of two front seats in a car. That's about the size of it. It is, and a small car at that, back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Carmel Short, as you're listening to the debate. Go ahead, Carmel.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yes, I've been listening to the debate now for the last couple of days, and I rejoiced when I heard yesterday that the goat had been taken down, and I just could not believe when I heard he was put back up again. And what I don't understand that if the department has requested that he be taken down again today, as they did.
And kept
why
down.
And how the vet actually signed off on the conditions to allow him to go back up.
Yeah, but the goat is back down again. Sorry,
yeah,
I know
he's down again.
Well, we don't know who decided to let the goat back up. By the way,
yeah,
we've now decided who pulled the hoist and lifted the goat back up and back down again and back up again and back down again. But anyway, your main point is that the department should be more assertive, is it?
Yeah, they should have been more assertive and made it clearer yesterday that the animal was not to be put back up again. I actually understood it when I heard that he was taken down, that he was down to stay.
So did I, yeah.
To stay down, you know, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and you you have goats?
I have, but the difference is I have two pet goats.
Okay, how are they managing in the heat?
They get very stressed in
the
heat,
okay,
so we have to make sure... We change their water regularly throughout the day to make sure they have cold water. I give them regular small amounts of frozen fruit just to kind of lower their temperatures.
Okay.
And they have plenty of shade around the place. They're sensible enough. They'll go seek out the shade themselves.
Oh, will they? Yeah.
But the difference being, as I said, they're pets. And they're used to me handling them. They're used to me looking after them.
And what type of animal? Are they a placid animal? Classes.
Oh, they are, yes, yeah.
Are they a friendly animal to humans?
They are. They've got great personalities. The two of them are two brothers, but they're very different. One of them has a real edge to his personality, whereas the other one is a real dolt. He's like a dog, basically.
They're like Noel and Liam Gallagher, basically.
Possibly, yes, yes. Yeah, but these goats are called Dougie and Zeebo. They were given the names after the Munster, from the Munster team.
Oh, yeah.
But, but as I said, like, mine are, they're different. They're domesticated.
How do they deal with heat? They have a shaggy coat, obviously.
Well, these are domesticated. They shed the coat. They have a summer coat.
Okay.
They have a summer coat now. But they will go naturally to shade.
Okay.
And we kick in then with the regular watering and, as I said, giving them frozen fruits.
And what do they do at night time? Do they sleep at night time? What do they do?
They sleep on a height, yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking, well, it's not Declan Ernie's fault. He was just employed to do a gig. But the goat was hanging above the stage last night, and there was at least, some people have now said, there was 30,000 people at the Declan Ernie concert. So you can imagine the sound system and the light system. Do they get frightened easily?
Yes, they do. They would be startled quite easily. If, like, I'm living in the countryside, if there's big farm machinery and that coming in, like from the neighbours and that, you will see them. They'll run, they'll scatter, they'll try and hide. And they do get distressed very easily.
Okay, so what do you think should happen now? The goat is down.
The goat is down.
It's been up and down, but it's down now.
He should stay down. There should never be another puck goat put back up on that hoist. I think some people throughout the week have made some really valid points about putting up a statue. Let the puck fair go on. People seem to have a great time at it, but it should never have, and should never going forward, have a live animal involved in it. It's barbaric.
And Dominic, to go back to Dominic Dyer for a sec, Dominic, are there many festivals in the world that you mentioned the Faroe Wilds, which sounds absolutely barbaric, and the slaughter of those whales just for the sake of?
Yes.
Are there many festivals in the world that use animals? Okay, there's Pamplona and the Bull Run.
Well, there's a lot of debate about circuses, of course. You know, I work at the charity called the Born Free Foundation, that we've worked very hard to get circuses closed and to look at, you know, zoos as well to a large degree,
the biggest circus in Ireland is Duffy Circus, and they've no animals.
That's right. And I think, to be quite frank, now in most parts of Europe, including Britain, Ireland and across Western Europe, zoos are largely, you know, now been abandoned and outlawed to a degree. And the public don't want to go and see elephants and see tigers and lions exploited in that way. And I think, quite rightly, we're then moving our attention to other animals, aren't we? So we might not have had the debate. You know, when I was a kid, I remember seeing these sorts of wild animals in circuses. We wouldn't have had the discussion about the goat that we're now having. And maybe some of the people involved in this fair have just not really caught up with the times. They probably think, well, we've done this for years, no one's really complained about it. This year it's different. I think the heat wave has clearly been a key issue for any animals that are outside. You know, we know about our own domestic dogs, particularly about the dangers they face with heat stroke and all the dangers associated with that. So I think the focus has been on the use of this animal. But yeah, you know, there are places where the festivals are held in different parts of the world and animals are exploited. That doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make it right in Ireland. And I just think this is a situation now where there's no money to be lost from this. You know, the organisers are not going to suffer a big setback for this festival. Actually, I think they'll get a boost to this festival if they listen to public opinion and say that we won't have a live animal next year. We'll celebrate the goat with a sculpture, and we'll celebrate the goat maybe by actually taking some money that we've raised from the festival to protect the wild habitats of mountain goats in that part of Ireland. What a great idea. So there's lots of positive things they could do that I think would benefit them.
Anne McCurry is in the UK as well. Your point, please, Anne.
Hello, Joe. I just want to thank you, first of all, for raising the profile.
It was Catherine who raised it. I'll talk to Catherine.
Yes, but on your programme. So yeah. I wasn't even aware of the Puck Festival. I am appalled that something goes on in this day and age that would happen. So I had also, like the lady before, I had pet goats. And goats are really so sensitive. They definitely don't like heat, and they don't like extreme cold either. And the fact that even this goat was taken out of its natural habitat, goats like company. So if you have a goat, you're not meant to have one goat, you're actually meant to have three. So in the event that if you lose a goat, there's always another one there for company. They're very social creatures. The two goats that I had, at night time, they would have sat, you know, beside each other. The love contact of another goat. They're so affectionate, and they're clever, and it's just appalling. Even the parade of the goats through the town, and when it's just so, it would incredible. I can't believe that this is happening in this day and age. And I hope this year is the last year that this happens.
Okay.
It's going to be on my radar now, and I'm going to get in touch with Dominic to raise the profile of this in Northern Ireland. I'm a member of the Northern Ireland Goat Club.
Well, what about what's the fair in Ballycastle, the Llamas fair? Do they have animals at that?
It is really just like a market fair. I have been to it now as a child, and it would be stalls and things. But, you know, the size of that cage and to have it suspended and all the noise around it, goats are so sensitive to noise.
Okay.
Very, very sensitive. There would be a nervous animal. So,
I presume to lights from a big stage rig as well. They'd be strobing lights, flashing lights.
It's just the sensory overload for a goat. You know, a goat can just die so suddenly for no, you know, you'd never know the reason that it had died. And that unfortunately happened to a goat that I had, beautiful goat, Pearl, and just got up one day and she was dead. But they do like to be, they like to have company, they like to move about. A mountain goat climbs. What is that goat doing for 3 days in a very, very small cage in the heat?
Okay. Thanks indeed, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
People are asking to play. We'll try and find it. The late, great Brian O'Rourke song. It's very funny. As all of Brian's songs were, Chantel is the one people mostly know, 72 verses. And it's brilliant. But he wrote a song about a goat, which is absolutely hilarious. Anyway, quick voice message. Where is it? There it is.
Hi, Joe. The green folk really need to get a grip of themselves. It's a goat, for God's sake. It's just a goat. It's up there getting free food, free drink. It even has a fan. Most people in Ireland don't have fans. It's the most well looked after goat in Ireland. Let the people of Killargan keep their tradition going. Just an extension of the woke generation.
Okay, Dominic, the woke generation take down the goats.
I heard from a lady that knows about goats. To be quite frank, most of your callers are completely ignorant about the behaviour and the natural responses of goats to situations like this. The lady that you've just called in is an expert in goats. She knows exactly the sort of stress they're going through and the dangers of what's happening here. And I suggest all your listeners, regardless of where they are on this debate, listen to her. And basically,
Morris is in Killargan.
This is really stressful for the animal. And if it is stressful for the animal, if it's cruel for the animal, then I don't think anyone should be saying we should do this. Because a lot of people are coming on going, the animal's treated like a king, the animal doesn't know how lucky it is, the animal's watching music and it's enjoying itself. No, it is not. It's terrified. It's out of its natural habitat. It's being put in a situation which could ultimately lead to its death through stress. And that's just not acceptable. It's not needed. It doesn't need to happen in the modern civilized world. And it shames the organizers. And to a degree, I think, gives Ireland a bad reputation where it doesn't deserve one. Because I think the vast majority of people in Ireland are caring, compassionate, and don't want to see this cruelty.
And Morris, do you want to reply to that you've done to people who were...
I must say, look, I leave it in the hands of professionals. We have a wonderful Puck Fair Committee. They're all good.
But they're not goat herders.
Yeah, but we have an independent veterinary surgeon constantly on site. And he's there all the time, every day he's there. Then we have the Department of Agriculture. There's absolutely nothing you could find. You know, because if we had George, it would have been stopped 50 years ago. Do you know what I mean? It would have been stopped. People would do it out of common sense.
Yeah, but
as
someone said, things have changed in animal welfare over the last two or three decades. Even over the last two or three years, you could argue. Catherine in Cork, your point, please. Catherine, sorry for holding you.
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to ask Fiona, Jared and some of the other contributors how they would feel about being put in a tiny cage, hoisted up 30 feet over the town and subjected to loud music. Shouting and roaring for 3 days. That would be my first question. We must remember that Pete Wedderburn said, animals are sentient beings.
He said
they feel fear.
Yeah.
They feel fear as well as other feelings and emotions. I know that from keeping and looking after animals myself. And I would also like to point out that Fiona is incorrect in saying that Ireland is known for animal welfare. It is known for animal cruelty through hare coursing, hunting, and the cruelty of greyhound racing. And the final point I'd like to make,
just for Dominic's information, greyhound racing this weekend, Dominic, in Ireland has been cancelled because of the hot weather. But anyway, sorry,
yes,
Catherine.
So it should, there's a debate about horse racing as well. If you put animals through, racing in those conditions, it can be very dangerous. But, I don't agree with greyhound racing. I'd like to see it end. And I know that debate goes on in Ireland and Britain. But I think your caller's right. Ireland does have a bad reputation, I'm afraid, in any areas of wildlife protection and animal welfare. But it is improving. And I think the fact you're having this debate and the fact that you're giving so much airtime to it shows that public opinion and a new generation of people in Ireland are no longer going to accept that cruelty and actually want to bring about change. And that's a really good thing.
I can tell you when on the first day we did it and every day since, the avalanche of calls and texts and emails has been absolutely incredible. Nikki Barry, from Rathmore. Nikki, do you want to do your poem?
I do indeed. You're very faint too. I don't hear you so loud.
Well, off you go. We can hear you loud and clear, Nikki.
Here we go. It's called Joe Duffy and King Puck. With all the turmoil in the world, from Taiwan to Ukraine, and water levels falling from the lack of rain, with Boris running around the place like a headless chicken and Trumpy making noises about the next US election, amidst all the speculation about these two blonde dopes, the world today is uptight about the welfare of a goat. With Sam safely home in Kerry, all eyes turn to Puck for the three-day festival of burgers, pints and crack. For 400 years now, not a one said boo when King Puck was hoisted in his cage for all to view. His predecessors all were there, with lots to eat and drink, for it's in his DNA, you'd really have to think. But this week all hell broke loose on the Joe Duffy Show, and Joe's loyal listeners ranted on the radio. The Declans in Killorglin quickly circled the Puck wagons and assured the nation that they knew how to manage. To hear them talk, it's where the goat enjoyed being a king and loved all the attention and didn't feel a thing. But this didn't wash with Joe on his lifeline mission, and so the goat was taken down, breaking the Puck tradition.
Well done, Nicky. Do you write a poem every day, I hear?
I do one every night, Joe. I'm 79 now.
Good lad.
And just to keep dementia at bay, because some of my poor friends don't know who they are, I write a poem, 10 rhyming couplets, 20 lines every night about sex, politics, religion, sport, whatever's going. Just to keep the head clear.
Well done. And what time do you sit down at? Do you have a set time?
I have a I go up to my local, and the manager, a kindly guy, put in the light outside for me, and I have a special table and a chair.
Good
and
lad.
I sit there with my white sheet of paper, my barrel, my pipe and my pint. And I never know what I write until I sit down and suddenly I get an idea, like you yesterday, and I'm off.
Well done.
And I fire them out.
And what have you written poems about this week? The goat. The goat
this
goblin.
Week I did one called The Saga of Roy Keane.
Okay.
I did The Goat's Perspective.
Yes.
I did, another one called Fair Play to You.
Okay.
For all the people who
and where
say
are you, where
automatically
are you
Fair Play to You.
Where is it? In Rathmore in Cork?
No, I'm in Killarney, in Kerry.
Oh, Killarney, okay.
But
okay.
I'm from County Down.
Okay, I see that. Well done. Okay, so you're in Kerry. Will you go across to the Puck Fair where the Puck is gone?
I went to it years ago, but when you're young, you do these things. When you could drink about 10 pints and drive home, but then with the breath of life and all that was okay. The end of that.
Katrina, thanks indeed, Nikki Barry. Katrina Lowry is there to finish. Katrina, is this the beginning of a campaign or the end of a campaign?
Well, first of all, because I know time is running out, yeah. So I just want to say something. I want to reference what Danny Healy-Ray said. And I just want to say, everyone loves saying, oh, it's animal activists again and all that. It's people against suffering. It's people who want the law enforced when it comes to animal welfare. It's not just a goat. It is a wild animal that has the law on its side. I have to stress that. And maybe Danny Healy-Ray might address the fact, why are there so many rescuers and advocates greatest advocates in Ireland for animals. If the law was enforced, we would not have to exist. If the law was enforced for that goat, you would have had a whole different topic on this week. And that is the crux of the issue.
And I'm told you're a big follower of Dominic Dyer, who's on the other line.
Yes, hello, Dom. A big fan. I probably stalk him a bit, but he's so inundated with messages, he probably never sees them. to get invited.
And Dominic Dyer, thanks indeed. Katrina, thanks indeed.
Okay,
I don't think it's over yet. Is Ali Brady back? Did we get our phone charged up, Ali?
Oh, yeah. Somebody lent me their phone.
And what's happening now?
Still the same thing. The goat is still on the bottom floor, behind like a barrier to keep the shade, but he's still stuck in there.
So when the goat is freed, Ali is freed.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. The sooner the better for both of you. Okay, thanks indeed. Back on Monday, Lisa Marie Berry is the producer and also the series producer. Back on Monday, 1:45. And Catherine Thomas is next.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.